With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Waving signs reading New York is Trump country. Supporters of former President Trump gathered in the South Bronx Thursday for a rally supporting the 45th president. Christian Russell is video producer for The Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. He attended the rally, saying people were fired up.
I would just say the word energy. Everyone is energized. Everyone is excited. I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I never thought that a Republican candidate would be able to have such a draw for an audience like Trump has here today.
And it was a huge, diverse crowd of people. Thursday's rally in the South Bronx, Mr. Trump's first major campaign event in New York City since his first campaign in 2016. Also at SRNNews.com, the police officer in Kentucky who arrested a top-ranked golfer is facing corrective action.
Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel says there isn't video that shows what happened when golfer Scottie Scheffler, trying to get inside the Valhalla Golf Club, allegedly went through a police roadblock.
We understand the seriousness of the failure to capture this interaction, which is why our officer has received corrective action.
Audio courtesy of WHAS-TV. Police did show video from a street camera, but it's too far away to show exactly what happened. Scheffler, arrested on several charges, caused the incident a misunderstanding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing officials say U.S. regulators will get their plan next week that lays out the corporation's strategy to fix quality and safety problems on its assembly lines. In the announcement Thursday, Boeing said it's moving forward to address demands brought by the FAA in late February. That demand came after a door plug came off an airborne 737 MAX 9 flown out of Portland International by Alaska Airlines January 5th. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, "It's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican once again seeking to appease China. Leading Catholic officials are promising that the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. Also publicly stating that Western missionaries made errors in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its exclusive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. This is SRN News. There's concern over Russian activity in Antarctica.
Chile officials have convened a meeting at the bottom of the planet, a bid to bolster their territorial claims in Antarctica as tensions escalate over Russia's maneuvers in the polar region. Lawmakers from Chile's Parliamentary Defense Committee flew Thursday to a desolate airbase for a meeting billed as an assertion of national sovereignty. The meeting comes amid a recent frenzy of media reports surrounding Russia's purported discovery of massive oil reserves in Antarctica back in 2020, when the Russian polar research vessel Alexander Karpinsky reported uncovering some 500 billion barrels worth of crude oil. Keith Peters reporting.
Customers looking to order Jeep's first all-electric vehicle can make a reservation beginning May 31st. The new Wagoneer S expected to be available in the fall ahead of the all-electric Jeep Recon SUV. More details at SRNNews.com.